My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Good morning, DFW. It is Sean and RJ here on 105.3 The Fan. What are you doing?
I can't say. Oh, that was so close.
Sean's out, and now he's moaning in my ear.
Man, it
no, there was something else I was playing. I don't know if you heard it, but yeah, that was I was not prepared.
Not prepared. Right when, you were not prepared. Nope. It's Sean and RJ on 105.
You know who is prepared? Apparently, the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh boy, what a segue! What a save!
See, I'm trying my best. They are prepared to make another signing. Boy, all in.
Oh, man.
All in. They already signed two players we talked about yesterday. Willie Harvey, the linebacker out of the UFL. Gerrion Conley, the cornerback. Now they're looking at a defensive end. Jonathan Garvin.
Oh, man.
Who spent some time with the Packers last year. He has been in the UFL. Worked out for the Cowboys yesterday. No signing imminent, but the Cowboys do have two more roster spots open. And they have depth issues on the defensive line. They need defensive line bodies in there right now. Woo! So that right there you go. The Cowboys, they are still working. They're hard at work. John Owning, I know from PFF, he had written something yesterday on Twitter just kind of talking about what he knew about the player, and he likes him, says he's got really good length and thinks that he'd be a decent addition. And so we'll see if they make a signing, but the Cowboys are out there working. They are grinding, they're pounding the pavement. What I think is interesting is this particular signing would be after the coaches have already left town, so I wouldn't think that the coaches would get a chance to get eyeballs on this guy working out and thus wouldn't be able to make the call on.
Look at that. They don't stop over there. They just don't stop. They
I mean, it's literally their only vacation for the coaches.
They're a machine.
It's the only vacation time of year for the coaches. Right, they get really 4 weeks here.
All right, so let's I do think that there's a half-joking. I'm half-joking. That this is what Jerry was waiting for all along.
What is that?
Jerry did not sign Dak Prescott or CeeDee Lamb or Micah Parsons.
Because this defensive end?
No, not the defensive end, but because he knows that it's coming. A quarterback salary cap.
Have you argued for this before? I feel like you
have.
I know you've brought it up, but have you actually, you want this?
Yeah, well, I don't know if I want it. I don't know if I want it, but I want it.
Mark that.
Yeah. So there's an idea being thrown around there that, according to NFL media, the league is well aware of the situation of where they are having to give quarterbacks crazy money. Now, this happened, 15, 20 years ago after they gave Sam Bradford $50 million bucks up front before he ever played a game. And they were like, okay, we got to stop this. So they went and basically backloaded all the contracts now instead of front loading them. Or, I mean, in terms of like when you got the money in your career.
Mm-hmm.
And it's created a swell, and the money is to the point where they're getting $60 million a year now almost. And some team owners, maybe Jerry, are privately discussing the possibility of a separate cap for quarterbacks.
Jerry's the reason in part why we have a cap to begin with. So, I mean, I would not say that's impossible if he would be one of the ones that would do it. Now, is there a strong groundswell for this? Or is this...
They don't think it immediately has legs, like today. They don't think it has legs right now.
Boy, that's the most powerful position in sports, is the quarterback of an NFL team. I don't know. I know the NFLPA is historically weak. I don't know that they...
Are that weak?
I don't know that they give ground on that.
I don't know that they agree to this. Although, I don't know who agrees to it. Who would be more likely to agree to it? The quarterbacks or the rank and file in the NFL?
Oh, man.
Like, because if you're... Let's just say now, if they tell you that... Let's say the salary cap's $200 million. I know it's more than that. But let's just... What?
It's 255.
Okay. Let's say it's $200 million.
Mm-hmm.
Without quarterbacks, which is basically what it is, right? So that you would still keep your cap at whatever it is. So the other players would split $200 million. And then the quarterback cap, I mean, you could make it whatever you want.
I don't think it would work like that, though.
You don't think so?
I don't think it would be separated out from the cap. I think it would be, here's the salary cap, and you are limited to signing your quarterback to 20% of whatever the entire cap is.
Oh, yeah. I don't think... Now, would quarterbacks agree to that?
No.
Because it's a percentage?
Nope. I don't think so. Because right now, like, I mean, we're talking about Dak's potential $60 million. That would be 23% of the cap.
Okay. What if it was 25% of the cap?
I don't think owners would agree to that. I think owners would feel like, no, that's the whole thing is trying to get costs under control.
So do players care more about percentage of the cap or dollar figure? Let's say they had to pick one. Are they caring about percentage of the cap, total guaranteed, average annual value, just kind of?
I don't know how much they know, like the specifics of it, in terms of, like, I don't know how much they bother finding out those details of it versus just trusting their agent. The agent cares about the percentage of the cap. The agent cares about percentage, and, like, those are the way that they try to negotiate based on those terms.
Because, like, if the league said, all right, we're going to take your percentage of the cap from 23 to 20, but we're going to raise the cap to a point where the 20% is equal.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Equal to the 23% number. So $60 million at 23% versus $60 million at 20%. They're going to raise the cap to that.
Maybe. I would think that the NFL would just say the cap is always going up. So your raw figures are going to go up. You shouldn't care if we're limiting you to 18% of the cap. Studies show us that 18% of the cap does it. And they would, I'm sure that that's the thing. I'm sure the rank and file, like you ask about, would end up siding with the owners because I'm sure.
Because they're the ones that matter at the end of the day, right? Because they're the ones that they're the voting.
A lot of times. But I also think that, man, there'd be a lot of power behind. I would think people at the PA would say, you guys don't understand, like, having these superstar quarterbacks pushing up the money still helps at the end of the day for you guys. Like, does it, what it costs ultimately is.
Because all we hear about is if you give Dak $60 million, you're not going to be able to pay everybody else.
But somebody else will.
Yeah.
You're not going to be without a job. That's the thing. Will you be able to stay on your current team? No. Tyreek Hill, you were not able to stay in Kansas City, but Miami paid you. Somebody will pay you.
Why not make quarterbacks exempt from the salary cap?
I'd love that.
I would too.
I think the quarterbacks would love that. I don't think the owners would.
But like,
the owners want to control costs. They don't want just, man, I'd like an exemption. They want to control costs.
Are NFL owners really cheap?
No, not cheap. I'm not saying anybody specifically. I'm just saying at that level, probably some greed. They're just a little greedy, and they want their margins.
I get it. I mean, everybody wants their margins. I don't believe, like, the NFL makes so much money. I don't believe a salary cap is even necessary anymore. Everybody could spend $500 million a year on salary in this league.
I mean, there's a reason why they have to have a spending floor too, though, because some teams wouldn't.
Yeah, that's because the owners don't want to spend. Those specific owners might not want to spend. But like, I don't. It's not like baseball where like the Pittsburgh Pirates can't keep up with the Yankees. Like, there's no, like, you can absolutely. The Pittsburgh Steelers can absolutely keep up with the Cowboys financially. To an extent. Now, if they decide to spend $15 billion on a player, sure, maybe not, whatever.
Well, I'm curious. Let's say exempt, not cap.
Yeah.
If quarterbacks were exempt, how out of control do you think quarterback salaries get? Do you think they continue to grow at the same rate?
They probably grow faster.
Significantly faster?
Why can't they make it like the NBA? Because the NBA has, like, if you qualify, you make an all-NBA team, you're qualified for the Supermax.
Well, I mean,
and, you know, now you can have different salary structured levels where, hey, if you make your top five in MVP voting, then you, over a three-year period, you could qualify for the Supermax.
Well, you know what? I would say, I think pretty consistently, you have said you wish more sports leagues would mirror the NBA in the way that they structure things. Honestly, I think, and I'm stunned that doesn't get more attention. When you have MVP voting and things like that are based on media, if you guys think there's tension at times with NFL players and media now, wait till you start telling NFL players that the cap on their contract is dependent on what a media member votes about you.
Yeah, be nice.
I'm stunned that it that's wild to me that that's allowed to exist in the NBA.
Yeah, that is pretty.
Stupid. That, like, no disrespect here. I'm just throwing out a name here, but like that Eddie Sefko can decide if Jason Tatum gets
shots fired. No, at Eddie Sefko.
It's just the first name. Stop. Don't do that.
God. This is old Eddie just out there trying to get his quotes.
Whoever. I'm just throwing out a name. Yeah. I'm throwing out an NBA name. I threw his name out there.
Who else you throw out now?
I throw out his name because he's the one that I remember reading growing up.
Late, great Chuck Carlton. You want to call him out too?
Sure. Dwayne Price. I mean, whoever you want.
Yeah, call Dwayne Price, man.
They're all there. Whatever NBA reporter. Okay?
Gil Lebreton, you want to say something bad about him? Who else are you going
to
go at?
Imagine, that's nuts to me that it ultimately is determined by how it. Well, think about Kendrick Perkins has a awards vote. Kendrick Perkins is determining if Jason Tatum can get the Supermax.
That is weird.
That like, I can't imagine. Think of some of these interactions.
I mean, they do it by wins and playoff appearances.
I know, but
right?
think.
You don't have to make it so it's
right,
the
right,
media.
But that's in control. But I'm just saying, like, you could do it that sort of way, but oh my gosh. I think fans would love that aspect. If you made it about playoff victories or playoff wins, people love it because it's like, Dak, you got to earn your money. You got to go out there and do things to have a certain cap.
And I don't think anybody would have a problem with that. If they did it by playoff victories or playoff appearances, you make the playoffs 3 times in 5 years, you're eligible for the Supermax. I don't know any fan that would have a problem with that.
Boy, I just I'm sitting here thinking about if it was handed over to media, how different some of the interactions would be. They would either get much tenser or much friendlier at the NFL level.
Absolutely would. Absolutely would. All right, Sean and RJ here on 105.3 The Fan. We're going to do it. We do it every Thursday at 6:40. We are going to hand the keys over to Peyton Russell.
For his load. His payload.
For the payload. That's next on 105.3 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.